This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts on two major issues today. First of all, the terror attack against the Russian subway system in Moscow. We also want to get his thoughts on President Obama's surprise visit to Afghanistan. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, we've obviously seen radical Muslim terrorists attack subway systems in many different cities, from London to Madrid to Mumbai, and obviously and now Moscow. And this is, from what we believe, a different branch of this. This is probably Chechenian extremists, from what we can tell so far. What do we need to know about this group, and what impact might this have on the Russian government?
First of all, I think it's there's no doubt about it. I say 99% chance that it is Chechenian radical Islamists. And same radical Islamists as Al-Qaeda, as Hamas, as Hezbollah. And so for the Russians, it may be a wake-up call for them that they have a bigger problem with radical Islam than the United States, and that they should act accordingly and work accordingly with the United States. So there's no doubt in my mind that they are radical Islamists, and hopefully the Russians will now start waking up to the problem. It's bigger than just the United States.
And, General, obviously you don't want to depersonalize a tragedy like this too much, but at the same time, the U.S. has been working or trying to work on the Russians to take a more active role in deterring Iranian nuclear ambitions. And as you just described, this is all part of the same destructive tree when it comes to radical Islam. Do you get the sense that something like this could compel the Russians to work in a more constructive way to stop Iranian nukes?
Well, I hope it does. They have thought it was just, as the Chinese, that it's just pinning the United States down. But remember, the Russians have far more Muslims, which means they have far more radical Islamists in Russia, potentially, than clearly we do. The issue is, for them, are they now going to realize that what they're doing to help Iran, which will put weapons in the hands of radical Islamists, are they going to finally wake up and say, we've got to contain Iran? I think they probably will not, because they haven't quite seen it that clearly as you described it and I described it, Greg. But the fact is, those are the results, and people have got to realize this.
What can we expect from a leader like Vladimir Putin, who just about everyone agrees is still calling the shots in Russia? What kind of retaliation, if there's going to be one, should we expect from him and his government?
Well, I think he's going to have some very significant retaliation once he gets them. And they don't worry about collateral damage. And so you're going to see in Chechnya some very, very, I believe, harsh responses, in addition to those Muslims that are around the Moscow area, et cetera. The Russian population is starting to realize that they do have a major problem and that they've got to do something about it. And what they've got to do is, like the United States, we've in fact got to get the moderate Muslims to start taking control, to start containing these people. But that's another story.
Well, let's move on to Afghanistan now, General. And, of course, President Obama making a surprise visit there over the weekend, spent some time with the troops, spent some time talking to Hamid Karzai. Obviously, he's just a few months into this new policy where we are in the process of adding new boots on the ground, some tough fighting in the southeastern part of the country and elsewhere. What's your sense of how well the fight's going right now?
Well, I think the fight's going quite well right now, although our casualties are double what we had a year ago this time. They're up to 57, where I think they were like in the low 30s a year ago. But when you double the force structure there, we went from 38,000 to probably 68,000 troops today, then you've got to expect more casualties. But I also am concerned, and I hope he is on the rules of engagement that we're using there, that I believe we're putting handcuffs behind our troops with these very restrictive rules of engagement that General McChrystal has put in. He's in charge now. He's got the call. But people must understand, the Taliban killed 4 to 5 times the number of people that we have killed in collateral damage. And the civilians that we end up killing, they are 90%, 98% of the time, they are either hostages of the Taliban or they, in fact, are sympathetic to the Taliban. We need to publicize that more, Greg. Very important.
General, follow up on what you consider to be restrictive rules of engagement. What are some of those rules to give our listeners an idea of our own government making the fight harder?
Well, if someone fires at you from a building and you cannot return that fire automatically unless you're sure there are no civilians in the building. If someone fires at you and drops his weapon and walks out of the building, you can't shoot him because he doesn't have his weapon. And so those are examples. With the air power, for instance, you've got to have normally three or four checks on it. There are no civilians within 50 meters or 100 meters. I've seen video in which troops, Taliban troops, are marching, and there may be a village 50 or 75 meters away, and they don't let them attack them. So it's these kind of things that it's obvious. You're looking through infrared. You can see that they're Taliban. They have weapons. And yet the restrictive rules of engagement do not allow those air crews to strike those Taliban. And that is not, we shouldn't have to make our troops be PhDs before they can figure out when to pull the trigger.
Last question for you, General. One of the other reasons, as we mentioned, that the president was there to talk to Hamid Karzai, ongoing concerns about corruption within that government. Are we making and seeing progress on that front from what you can tell?
Well, I think it's slow, and I'm not so sure it's sure. It is slow. Remember, this is a cultural thing. They've lived this way for thousands of years, and we're not going to change them overnight. I would love to think we could, Greg, but I'm not that naive. But I think it clearly must be one of our objectives. We must put the onus and the burden on President Karzai to do that and to work on that corruption, because that is turning the people against the Karzai government, who then turn against us because of that.
General, unfortunately, we'll need to stop there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time and your insight.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.